The week's through line, capability without consent. Across a dense day of coverage, a single thread connects several otherwise unrelated stories. As AI systems become more capable, the question of who controls the data that makes them so is becoming harder to sidestep. Apple Watch capturing ambient audio for Siri recaps. Mathematicians demanding to know whether OpenAI trained on their proofs. Autonomous vehicles accumulating miles of behavioral data from public roads. Desert Ant Labs arguing for local, on-device models precisely because cloud inference means data leaves the device. These are different manifestations of the same underlying tension between expanding capability and meaningful consent. From a business strategy perspective, the Shopify Tailwind acquisition may prove to be the move most analyzed over the coming years. Acquiring developer tooling already embedded in your own ecosystem is a form of vertical integration that does not appear in traditional supply chain analysis, but shapes what gets built and by whom in ways that compound over time. And at Automattic, the forced leave of a founder CEO whose authority extended simultaneously into a commercial company and an open-source stewardship role has exposed a governance gap that the structure was not designed to address. A warning for any project where commercial and community authority are held by the same person without clear separation. A correction is also warranted. In a May episode, the program reported that Ukraine had struck its fourth Russian ship in the Caspian Sea. The Caspian Sea is landlocked, hundreds of kilometers from any Ukrainian-controlled territory, and Ukraine has no credible mechanism to strike Russian naval assets there. That was either a fabricated story that passed through without adequate vetting or a geographical error that should have been caught. It was not caught, and that failure is being acknowledged now.